Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the show, and welcome to Ragini Michaels, who is here talking to us about sympathetic joy.
Hi, CJ. Nice to be here again.
Yeah, so we were talking, let's just do a quick recap of what we're talking about, sympathetic joy. Do a quick recap on why it's so important to have sympathetic joy.
It's important because it opens your heart. It helps you be a happier person, and it balances your mind, which is desperately needed in our world today, some balance for our runaway mind. Really, if you want to be happy, the best way to be happy is to be happy because other people are happy. And that's called sympathetic joy. And we spend enormous amounts of energy in envy, blaming other people for why they've got what they have and we don't. A lot of energy and greed and longing for things, and to the point where we really miss the beauty, the wonders. That's why we've talked about gratitude before in an earlier show. That's why gratitude is such a powerful, powerful thing, is because you begin to notice the things that you do have. Mm-hmm. Sympathetic joy is also equally powerful because you begin to see that there's light despite all the darkness that you see around you. Right. And the human heart and the mind, actually, we need that. We need to know that there's light in the middle of all the darkness. You've seen those movies where somebody's been caught in a cave, you know, for a long time and they're in the dark, and then all of a sudden something happens and they find a little spot of light and, oh my gosh, it's a way out, you know, and they have to climb up the sides of the caverns to get to the little hole, and then they have to chop their way through it. It's like that, you know, at the beginning, because everything seems so dark and hard and difficult. And as soon as you start to understand, there is beauty in the world. You know, in a way, this is about cultivating faith in the goodness of life. That with all the darkness and the suffering that we see, there is an equal amount of beauty and wonder and joy available to us if we are present enough to notice it.
Right, because it's either there existing in life, like the bird in the tree, or the sun shining through your window, or it's through other people experiencing joy in their particular life.
And sympathetic joy really is just saying, I'm happy that you're happy, and I'm happy that I'm happy. And may you keep being happy, and may I keep being happy. And that's a practice. You know, you have to practice thinking that way to, again, lay down new neural pathways in your brain. Because ultimately, sympathetic joy is a blessing to you. It's about self-love, self-care, and generating more love in the world, more connection. And it's something that you can work with on a daily basis.
One of the things that some teachers do for yoga practices that I've done. So in yoga, what you're doing is you're cultivating peace, serenity, and a yoking of your mind, body, and spirit. And so it's just a wonderful gift to give yourself. And what I like that some teachers do, at first I had kind of a negative reaction, but over time, as I understood and spiritually matured, I understood that it was a really beautiful thing that at the end you say, may I give the benefits of these practice to X, like a person that you know that's a need, or, you know, just generally out into the universe. And at first I was like, are you kidding me? I just worked an hour and a half and you want me to give this away? But this is part of sympathetic joy too, right? Taking wonderful things that have happened to you.
It's sharing your happiness.
Yeah.
It's sharing. Be generous with your sympathetic joy. Be happy for people's happiness, no matter how small it is.
Right, and giving it. And I love the idea of just giving it away, like just giving and blessing someone else with that same, like you said earlier in the segment one, the same vibrational energy. Because you, after you do a yoga practice, you're completely vibrating at a different level to share that with another person, I think is kind of beautiful.
It's very beautiful. And fundamentally, if you believe that we are all connected in some way as members of the same species and connected to the other species on the planet, then you're literally sharing everything you have and helping everybody else on the planet. Every moment of sympathetic joy that you experience becomes available to everyone else from this perspective, from the spiritual level.
Yeah, and if you take it to the analogy that you're using just earlier about being in a dark cave, I mean, just sending light to someone is giving them hope and faith.
It is indeed. And life without hope and faith is a little tough. And sympathetic joy certainly helps you activate the faith and the hope in your own heart.
Yeah.
It really is all about opening your heart, because fundamentally, I believe, and you have to decide if you believe this or not, even though there's great evidence to the contrary, that human beings are
Right.
fundamentally designed as loving beings, loving, caring, compassionate beings
Yeah.
that are here to help each other.
Right.
And when you see somebody walk by somebody on the street who's in trouble, you know we're all in trouble,
Yeah.
right? If people can't reach out, if we can't help each other. And
Yeah.
you just watch for yourself in your own heart where you pull away from people who are in pain and suffering. And take a moment and think, there's joy in the world too. Let me find it and let me share it.
Right, give it to that person that you
Right.
see.
It
Yeah.
doesn't have to be with a dollar bill out of your wallet to the beggar. Maybe it's just a smile.
I like that idea. I like the idea of walking. You know, usually when I see someone on the street, I'll just say, you know, love and blessings to you in my head, and I just kind of send them energetically love and blessings.
Beautiful.
But I like the idea of like joy too. I've never think about, of course, it's a different form, like, you know, as you're saying, it's a derivative of, but still, it's kind of nice to actually send like may any sympathetic joy of and luck and charm that I've had in my life be passed on to this person. I kind of
Yes,
like that.
very
I
beautiful.
like it. Okay. Now let's get practical here.
Oh.
No, I just didn't, all this stuff is practical. You said three simple things that listeners can do to start cultivating sympathetic joy in their lives.
Well, I think I've already said them, but I'll say them again.
Okay.
One, practice looking for the light in the darkness. When you hit the end of the day and you feel like the world's going to
Not so
hell in a
well.
handbasket, right? It's not going well, and the guys you want to be winning in American politics are not, and you're feeling really down about it. Take a moment and look for the light in the day. Look for what was beautiful in the day. Look for what's beautiful in the moment and rejoice in it and
Balance.
ask for it to increase. Say, may this increase every day, right? That's one simple little thing you can do.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's all you, it's not a big deal, you know, before you flip on the TV.
Yeah, no, I like
Right.
actually a friend of mine said that she and her friend were sending emails to each other on the five things that there are three or whatever four things that they were grateful in the day, and that helps shift the energy around.
Absolutely. So again, this is about being happy. So it's like thinking of the things that other people have, the good things that have happened to other people, and to say, I'm happy for that person. And it doesn't matter if you don't feel it in the beginning. You just start saying it. I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that that happened to that person. I'm happy that that happened to that person,
I'm
you
happy
know.
that you're happy.
I'm happy that
So
you're
because you're
happy.
building the neural network so that you can
Right.
start feeling it authentically over time.
That's right. And you know, you usually start to feel what you focus on. But usually we're very unfocused on feeling joy for other people. Instead, we're heavy into competition and beating out the other guy.
Right.
Right? So that's a particular meditation is to just say, I'm happy that you're happy and may your happiness continue.
Right.
And also, I'm happy that I'm happy. May my happiness continue.
I'm happy that you're happy. I'm happy that I'm happy and my happiness continue. I like that.
It's a nice thing to do. And offer your sympathetic joy. There's other things you can do. Offer your sympathetic joy to others by first and foremost listening to them, listening to their story of their what happened made them happy, right? And don't interrupt with your story. Really listen and really let it be all about them and share in their joy. That's
Right.
something people can practice because usually we you know we'll listen for a minute and then we're on to something else.
Yeah.
Share your sympathetic joy in that way. And also, you can also share your sympathetic joy by helping people out, actually offering to do things. You know, what can I do to make a, you know, to help you out with your whatever you're doing that's going so well,
Right.
or supporting them in whatever way they need. So
Right.
it's getting involved in a way. Sympathetic joy is sort of lays the groundwork for us to start living more of the social values that we give lip service to, but often don't live in the course of a day.
What social values that we don't give, that we don't?
Like feeding the hungry, helping out the poor, things like that, helping out sick people. You know, we think these are wonderful ideas. These are our social values.
Okay, got it.
Fairness dictates this occur, and yet we don't pay attention to it during the day. So you can use your sympathetic joy to just share your joy
Right.
and in the whatever way seems appropriate.
Right. So, you know, you see poverty, you see, suffering, and it's basically finding easy ways, which is to even share your sympathetic joy.
Even if it's just sending it in the privacy of your mind to that person, saying, may you be happy, may you find happiness.
Those are all simple things.
They're simple
Seriously.
Things to do. A minute or less a day. And the key thing is here, you are changing your awareness of things. You're changing the way you look at life. Mm. And the only way the world is going to change, our world is going to change, is if we change the way we look at it and the way we walk in it and the way we come from our hearts in it.
Amen. Hallelujah to that. Can't agree with you more. Thank you so much, Ragini. I always learn so much. And I talk to you a lot. And I'm still learning. You're just amazing.
Well, we all learn.
I know.
It keeps going on.
Oh, it's beautiful. Really beautiful.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
It's great to have you here. So those of you who are listening, thank you for your presence, your time, and your support and listening. Much gratitude to Brian, who's at WBLQ. And goodbye to everyone. Have a great weekend and enjoy your summer.